When the Zeta Tau Alpha step dancing team from Arkansas University beat Indiana University's Alpha Kappa Alphas in a national competition earlier this year, a vocal group inside the step community became quite unhappy. And when competition officials refused to elaborate on a scoring discrepancy, which eventually led to both teams being declared co-champions, a new round of questions began. WFIU's Regan McCarthy has more.
17 days after Indiana University's Alpha Kappa Alpha step team took second place in a national step competition sponsored by Sprite and the Coca-Cola Company, and 11 days after IU's team, belonging to a predominantly African-American sorority, learned it was being bumped up to share the first place title with Zeta Tau Alpha, a white team from a predominantly white sorority at the University of Arkansas, IU's team was awarded an additional $50,000 to make its winnings equal to those of Arkansas. Sprite officials see the check delivery as the last step in a complete effort to clear up any unfairness in the competition's original outcome. An outcome which, when announced, sounded like this.
They tally the judges' scores up. They double-checked the judges' scores.
But on the day they received their check, IU step team members said the short ceremony was a victory, helping to pay their way into graduate school and affirming their feelings that they'd won the competition. But the presentation left onlookers with questions. Questions to which Sprite officials aren't giving any answers.
We're really not answering any question. I can provide you with our statement.
That's Gorky De Los Santos, spokesman for the Sprite brand. When WFIU called Coca-Cola representatives, they gave a similar response. And a statement provided on the competition's website doesn't say much, besides mentioning an unexplained scoring discrepancy and an extremely narrow margin between the winning scores. A lack of transparency that, following a negative reaction from an angry crowd after the competition, has led some to feel the company's recent decisions may have been based on race.
I think that's what it boiled down to.
That's Jasmine Starks, the captain of IU's team.
I think that's what the simplicity of it became. It initially may have started as someone thinking, oh, they stepped better, so we are mad that Zeta Tau Alpha won. But then instead of saying their steps were more complex, oh, their steps were better. Instead of saying that every single time to someone else, it dwindled down to, yes, the white girls won.
Starks adds Arkansas's team members were also impressive and deserve recognition for saying they have no qualms in sharing the title. But neither of the teams seems to have been given much information about how or why the decision was made. Here's Alexander Cosmitis, Arkansas's co-captain.
They called us and told us pretty much the same thing that was on the website, so that statement is really as much as I know.
Cosmitis also says she's certain race was not a factor in the company's decision. Starks says she assumes an error in calculating the scores led to the elusive scoring discrepancy. But if that's the case, why not release the scores, clearing up any possibility of racial implications once and for all? Indiana University African American history professor Khalil Muhammad says the situation likely isn't that simple.
If they had an easy solution, they would have exercised it at this point, and so there must be a there. I think they are banking on short-term memories, and therefore that this will just sort of blow away. And then next year, it'll be interesting to see if they make any substantive changes to the competition.
But John Phillips, judge administrator for Drum Corps International, which hosts many large national competitions of its own, says Sprite's actions don't represent standard judging procedure.
Typically in any event, even in these things like contests where you're putting your name into a drum and they're drawing something out, they always say the decision of the judges is final.
And Sprite official rules make that statement several times in bold print. But Phillips says Sprite's methodology seems even more unusual in the context of what should be a precisely judged competition.
I mean, that's just probably a part and parcel of the system not being designed in such a way to prevent that from happening.
While Sprite's tight-lipped policy may keep anyone from finding answers, Khalil Muhammad suggests the outcome has actually been positive.
To say that, you know, that white people can't step is absurd. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a form of reverse racism. But to have a larger conversation about what this means in the future and how history may inform practices that, even with the best of intentions going forward, could produce disparate results, with white step teams becoming the favorite sons and daughters of the art form as it goes national and then global, would would be a legitimate focus of critique by African Americans. Absolutely.
For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.